What? There's two of them? Like, a pair of nerds?
Nope, more like the pair of nerds. Hey, it's me once again, KevinParents.com, and I'm my co-host,
Roosta.
That's right, this is podcast number 145. What's on the agenda for this week on podcast 145? We're going to be talking about games we've been playing, like we always do, along with news and new releases. And the last topic will be about Flappy Bird. I keep saying Flappy
Bird. Flappy Bird.
Wait, did I introduce you?
Rooster! Yeah, you did.
Oh, okay, I did. I'm like, did I just skip a whole thing? And we're still back in our bi-weekly, not bi-weekly.
Bi-monthly?
No.
Isn't
bi-weekly twice?
Twice a week. Bi-monthly is every 2 weeks.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it every 2 weeks?
I hope so, because my savings account is compounded bi-weekly. No, I'm kidding, I don't know.
I think I learned that from Archer. I've been watching that show a lot lately.
I learned that in math. Teaching you how to make your money with a savings account.
Now, first you gotta remember it's. I don't know why I sound like Bill Cosby. Bi-weekly is 2 in 1 month.
You know what I was watching yesterday that made me really sad?
What?
The episode of Futurama with the dog.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
It's so sad. It was on yesterday.
You know, I lost
and my brother comes in and he's like, he goes, are you ready for a trip to the Philippines? You know the whole thing they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was just funny.
And then the song, I will wait for
you. Oh, shit. So sad.
Fuck, I wish you were here to confirm my goosebumps and then touch them.
No, I believe him. I feel them from here.
Oh, so sad. Thanks for bringing that up.
No, I was on, you know.
So we're going to be having another cat. Not a new cat. My fiance's... Remember how she had 3 cats?
Yeah.
Catnapping. I'll get you next time, Batman. we're taking one
cat. Catnapping.
And yeah, I've been watching a lot of Spectacular Spider-Man, that cartoon. Everyone's like, oh, dude, you have to watch it. It's one of the greatest cartoons ever made. It's alright.
It's alright.
I like the 90s one better still.
Yeah. Spectacular Spider-Man.
It's the one where he still has the webbings in his armpits. I never understood that, but.
In his armpits?
Yeah, that was Spider-Man's original design. I'm reading all the original Spider-Man comics at work. Starting with the Amazing Spider-Man.
Is it really that amazing?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's good.
Yeah, and I watched The Amazing Spider-Man. Wow, I've been kind of on a Spider-Man kick lately. Because the new trailer came out, and it looks pretty fucking sweet.
It does, and since you mentioned that, that flashing guy in the back, is he supposed to be,
Electro?
Yeah, kind of. Is he?
The blue guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Electro.
Electro's not blue, though. He has a star on his face.
Yeah, he has a stupid mask, but, you know, you can't have that stupid mask on. Why, what about it?
So, no, it's just, I don't remember him blue, and I was wondering, I'm like, who could that be?
Yeah, it's Electro. He couldn't tell by the electric shocks and him going, hello,
yeah,
Parker.
But I also thought,
how do you know my name?
Going around shooting things up.
Yeah, no, it's Electro. And apparently Rhino and Vulture and Doctor.
You know what, I actually think that's pretty cool.
What?
The way they did Rhino. I know Rhino was some fucking big guy who was super strong in a cheesy suit, but the way in this movie, he's in a robotic suit.
Like I said, I think the movie
which is pretty cool.
I think the movie's gonna start with Spider-Man going, another day in his life in Spider-Man. I'll get you, Peter. How do you know my name?
So we could get all the gold, so he can make a gold statue of himself.
No, he'll just be fighting the Rhino at the beginning for like 20 minutes, and then he goes, and that's a normal day.
Cause Stone Cold said so.
And then he'll be like, and who's next? Is that a Vulture? I'll get you, Parker. How do you know my name as well? And then it goes on and on.
And then eventually the Flasher guy is gonna be like, I'll get you.
Parker. How do you know my name? Yeah, it looks really good.
I don't see him as a good Spider-Man. I have not watched the first Spider-Man, so maybe I'm too quick to judge.
Yeah,
but
he's pretty good.
When I saw the trailer, it doesn't sit right with me.
Nah, he does a pretty good job.
I don't think Tobey Maguire was any. Nah. Is it Tobey Maguire?
Tobey Maguire, yeah, he wasn't a good.
I don't think he was any good in the to begin with, but yeah. It both were just wrong.
Yeah.
Speaking of wrong, I don't know if this is on your news, anything about the new Superman and Batman movie?
Nah.
Okay. They found the member for Lex Luthor.
Oh, yeah. Movie Grapevine wrote an article about it. It's
yeah,
a little wiener
the guy. From
Facebook movie. Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
This movie is getting a little out of hand. Wonder Woman, Batman, Superman, Lex Luthor, Walter White, you name it. They're all there.
Oh, did you see what people wrote? Like, we wanted Heisenberg and we got Eisenberg or whatever the fuck his name is.
Oh, I guess he. Yeah, you know what? Maybe that would have worked.
Yeah, that's.
I wouldn't even be mad. That'd be not bad.
That'd be a perfect choice. I don't know. Whoever does the casting is like, let's spin the bottle. And
I think this movie's going to be too much. Where it's like, what's that? It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Wonder Woman in an invisible jet. Bye bye. And then it's like the next character. I think it's too much gonna go on.
Yeah. I know, I agree. Same thing with the Spider-Man movie. It's like they hinted at, I mean, if they do the Sinister Six in the next movie, I'm completely down with that.
Who the fuck's the Sinister Six?
Doc Ock, Vulture, Rhino.
Aren't they all in them already?
No, you see their stuff in the background, their junk. Just dicks flopping everywhere. Wow, that really tickles me.
Yeah, well, the Rhino's in it.
Yeah, he's in it. We know
and
that.
And why would the Vulture
It just shows the Vulture's wings. It shows the Vulture's
jetpack. But wait, it also shows something
jetpack.
Else. The Vulture.
What
the
a crappy costume, Rockin' Rhino. Rockin' Rhino, Robin
it
Hood.
It showed the Vulture's jetpack, right? And then didn't it show the Doc Rhino Ock's suit as well or no? Oh, Doc Ock, that's right. So you think that's just going to be a, look, what we put in the movie,
yeah,
guys?
Yeah, I think it's going to be building for it. Everyone wants to be the Avengers now. I don't know if you noticed that.
If they do it right, that's not a problem. I never really thought of Spider-Man being like the Avenger type. You know, let's assemble, you know, whatever. Spider-Man, that is all.
Well, I mean, what I'm hoping that they do is that because you see six chambers open in the trailer, right?
Yeah.
So I just want it to be like, as the thing's going, like, here, I want to show you this, Kingpin.
My greatest creation.
So the camera's behind
Sinister
them.
Sinister Six. Yeah, Jetpack Vulture. Rhino.
You see the chambers opening, and here's like from the audience, shoot, as it's closing, because you can't see what it is, and that's it. It kind of just like, ha, those six costumes are very sinister. Yes, quite.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And then
like,
what?
Subtle.
Then the next one, it's going to be freaking six guys on one? Like, how are they going to implement them in the movie? Is it going to be every movie's going to be two on one, or are they just going to go big and put them all?
I think they should just go big and put all six.
Are all the Sinister Six going to fight crime?
Yeah, no, they're going to fight Spider-Man.
They're going to cause crime.
And then Venom's going to be all like, fuck this noise. Parker, come with me. How do you know my name? Ah! And
maybe we should create some carnage?
Huh?
Camera zooms into to his face. Hands in and out.
And then bam, yeah. Everyone's trying to be the Avengers.
Well, you know, but the thing is, there's the Avengers, there's the Justice League. I never really heard of Sinister Six, but I'm pretty sure they have a whole series or mumbo jumbo going on there. I don't fucking know. But,
Wow, you just killed the conversation. You did it. Woo!
It's officially
set. Going. Here you are. Anyways, but yes, games. Hey, we do comics and movies too. It's called a pair of nerds.
Anything that's nerdy.
It means four nerds in Portuguese for some reason.
Brazilian or whatever you want to consider Portuguese.
Yeah. You're Portuguese, right?
Yeah, I'm Portuguese.
Do you believe in God? God, that's been like the hot topic all day today in my life. Ugh. Ugh.
Believe in magic.
Yeah. Anyways, what games have you been playing? What have you been up to?
Fuck, I wanted to mention something. I was caught up in Barry for 3 days. I mentioned that.
Yeah.
But I've been playing Skyrim. Mm-hmm. Still enjoying and still having lots of fun. People are still creating mods for it. Like, you know, never-ending mods, which is great.
Yeah.
But there was something I was doing in Barry. And I wanted to tell you because I thought it may be funny or it may
watching
be
watching TV awful. Alone?
No.
Watching TV with a friend?
No, I don't know.
Swimming, baby.
I had to buy boxers and two undershirts because I didn't think I'd be there for that long, and it came to $30 freaking.
That's pretty good.
My brother spent $119.
That's pretty good too.
On just like a pants, shirt, and some underwear. What's going on in this world?
What's wrong with it? That's pretty decent price.
That's pretty expensive. I'm moving to China, or I'm going to open up my own sweatshop.
With Bernard's
sweatshop sponsor. It's, yeah. Ah, forget the whole thing. But, I don't know. It'll come to me. Maybe. Probably not. You'll probably never hear from this again. But, yep, I've been playing Skyrim. The DLC. I think it's Dawnguard or whatever the other one is.
I'm watching porn right now by mistake. Ugh, brothers and sisters. What the hell's going on here? I was just looking at the sites that have been sent to us. Sometimes there's, like, spider sites.
Spider sites?
Like crawlers, where they send like scams and stuff, like
all right.
Bullshit links.
Is that what they're called? Spider sites?
Yeah, there's some of them.
And what's a crawler? What is a...
Anyways, I went to one called pornoforadult.com. I don't know what I was thinking.
Not suspicious at all.
It's just, MILFs like it big, too. Oh, that's good. Wow, there's a lot of weird names. Penthouse, Neighborhood Tramp. Oh, no, Stevie Shea is the Neighborhood Tramp. Silly me. My girlfriend's mother. Nobody's daughter. Ugh, that's a little weird.
Well,
from
teen
ass that? To teen mouth, 18. Prom night virgins? Oh, jeez. Why is there so God, there's so many boobs all over my screen. Get off!
Yeah, I know it's going to be stuck there forever.
I'm a horny little minx looking for horny little like-minded men.
You know someone's going to accidentally fast forward to that exact moment while there is a little horny minx and I'm a little something.
I don't know what a minx is, but I'm sort of thinking.
Isn't that the animal?
Is it? No, it's a lynx.
Mm. To the past? Huh?
Dun, 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 dun. Anyways.
Yeah, so that's pretty much it. Again, I'll say Skyrim, it's still fun. I'm married. I don't know if I mentioned that.
You did.
Yeah, and I visit her once in a while.
In the game, you're married.
In the game. I'm married in spirit to the Lord. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. It's been a really busy week. You know, we're in the process of finishing up. Next Friday should be my last day in Barrie.
Hello!
Yay! And then I don't know where our next job is, but still. So hopefully by that point I'll be able to play some games, some free ones that came out this month, but we'll get to that later. And some that came out last month that I really wanted to play.
Nice.
That's essentially what I've been playing. What have you been playing, Kevin?
Well, I can tell you right now what I've been playing. I've been playing a game called 10 Million. Or 10,000. No, I'm pretty sure it's 10 Million. It's an iPhone game. I heard the guys at Classic Lead talking about it. And actually, I was on their podcast 2 weeks ago.
You tramp.
You're
the now Pentel's tramp.
It's the only podcast of theirs that I haven't listened to. The last time we were on their podcast was 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
But I didn't listen to the podcast because I didn't like my jokes, and I was still nervous because, like, there's two other guys, Josh and Dustin, who I've never spoken to before. So I'm like, hey. It's because I listen to them all the time, and when I was there, I'm like, hey. What? It's one of those, like, and then he fucked the bartender, and then everything went quiet, and I'm like, was that good? Was that a good joke? Did that make sense? Should I have said that? Am I going to say anything? I haven't said anything in a long time. I'm going to start talking again. And then I fucked the bartender. Oh, shit. There's still no laughs. What do I do? Yeah, so... it wasn't my best performance. But then again, I say that about me whenever I'm on anyone else's show. On my show, I don't care. I have very low expectations.
Oh, yeah. It's we set so the low bar very low start here. Start digging.
Yeah. So I was on Classic Leeds podcast. Go listen to it. And then let me know how it was, because I won't listen to it. I tried to, and I was like, oh, Kevin, shut your fat-ass mouth.
Oh, God, I hope no one's listening. I hope their site's down for the next 2 weeks.
Josh is trying to talk, and here you are making a joke about butts. Really? God. Anyways, go listen to it.
He just had butt surgery, Kevin.
Actually, the states are doing pretty poorly right now with apparently they have a winter storm. Ha ha! And they're in a state of emergency. Ha!
But you know what? When this winter,
what,
I will
12
say,
inches of snow?
No, woo! But 12 inches is kind of a lot.
I'm talking about the states. That's a cool day for us.
Yeah, but this winter, you have to admit, is pretty bad.
Oh, it sucks. I hate this winter.
Yeah, like last year, it was cold, but there was almost no snow.
Yeah.
This winter, it's snow, fucking cold, snow, cold.
It's like Father Nature or Mother Nature is like, oh, shit, I forgot.
Both of them gangbanging in our city.
Yeah.
Speaking of gangbangs, the Olympics. Are we going to go in on the Olympics a bit?
Nope.
Go Canada?
Nope. Oh, yeah,
we're not doing too bad. I think we're probably third place.
Go Canada. Because of all the flapping eyes and something full of lies. Go Canada. Go Canada!
You just rearrange Blame Canada?
Yeah. Right. I'm not that creative, man. You caught me off guard. Anywho, I've been playing a game called 10 Million, which is, again, recommended by Classic Leap.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good iPhone game. It was only a buck. Only a buck? Yes, Drew, I know. I wouldn't spend a buck on an iPhone game ever. Yeah, I know. I mean, think about it. What can you buy with a buck? A coffee?
You could buy Arizona green tea for 99 cents.
That's true. But yeah, so I've been playing that game. It's a puzzle sort of game, kind of like Candy Crush, except on the top, there's a little guy running to the right. So you got to match swords to attack, but you got to do it really fast before time runs out kind of thing.
But is it like a quick timer, kind of like one second type of thing?
No, it's like, think of Candy Crush, except instead of candies. I'm not going to say Candy Crush. Think of
Bejeweled. I never played Candy Crush.
Bejeweled. You know Bejeweled?
All right. Okay, yeah.
No, you match
one where you
colors.
Have to match like three or something? Yeah.
You got to match swords to attack, shield to get shield power, wands to attack magic, and like stones and stuff so you can build more stuff.
Okay, but is there people combating you?
Or? Yeah, on the top. So your guys keep running to the right. And then he like.
So, okay. And when the enemy is about to attack, you gotta quickly.
No, you can do it as fast as you can, but you gotta. Your brain, like, freezes up on you. I'm, like, trying to focus so hard on getting three swords in a row. Meanwhile, there's, like, 20 wands somewhere else. But I'm just, like, scrolling up, down, left, right kind of thing.
Mm hmm. Seems interesting.
It's really addictive, man. It's a really fun game. I love it, and the music's really good. It's a dollar, so I recommend it. And it's a really unique iPhone game, so, you know, there's that.
That's good.
I've been playing Mega Man X on the Wii U because I have it. And then
I have Mega Man X on the PlayStation 1 right behind me.
Oh, really? I also have Mega Man X on my iPhone. I bought that thing for a buck years ago. I mean, like, maybe 2 weeks ago.
Speaking exactly of Mega Man X, on the Dorkly set I keep going onto, they did one of those like Mega Man, like those lores in a minute, like they tell you the story in a minute.
Yeah.
And it was about Mega Man X. Man, have I been playing that wrong? That game completely wrong. The story was so I did not like I my mind wasn't even in that direction. But yeah, let's continue.
There's a point to that story.
Well, I could tell you the story, I just don't know if people care. Well, my version won't be in a minute. And I don't even know if people even know what Mega Man X is.
Of course they do. Tell your story.
Mega Man X is?
Yes.
Go ahead. Well, okay. Essentially, you know how Dr. Wee Willy... Well, first Mega Man was built.
Yeah.
Right? But there was, in the programming, you know, portion, they had to make sure he was safe to roam the world and do his bidding. So they locked him up in a test chamber, which was over 100 years, and that's why that dude is dead. That fat guy that looks like Santa that tries to help you. That's why it's his spirit in the little thing, which I didn't know. He died. So Mega Man's free, but Dr. Wee Willy built those, what, eight robots? Six robots? Eight robots. Come on, Kevin, confirm. You know. Is it eight robots? It's eight robots. And then, yes, so what's that other guy's name?
I really don't know how many robots.
I think it's eight. It's a square. Minus the middle.
Six.
Nine minus one. Eight robots.
I can look it up right now.
No, it'd be eight. Okay. And then when you beat all eight, the middle opens up and you go fight Dr. Wee Willy. Right. But anyways, they're that bald guy, the Sigma dude, which I recall being the last boss you fight. He is actually part of a team that's supposed to hunt down the robots. But he ended up getting some sort of virus that was released by Dr. Willy, and he ended up becoming the bad guy. And I don't know. I thought it was cool.
There's actual lore behind it?
Yeah, there's a big... But the funny thing is if, on the site I was saying, it's lore in a minute. So it's within a minute. They explain it really quickly. And, you know, obviously there's visuals to it. And by the time it's over, you're like, wow, I didn't know that. You know, I just... It's one of my favorite Mega Man... It's probably the best Mega Man game I played.
Mega Man X?
Yeah. And I didn't know anything about it. I guess I just, as a kid, just enjoyed side-scrolling and shooting. But as an adult, like when hearing all that, I was like, wow, that's actually a really cool story. I wish I was smart enough back then to understand it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, did they show in cutscenes, or is this something...
No, it's like doodles, like almost like Ego Raptor kind of thing.
Okay, because I gave Sonic & Knuckles a story, and there was no cutscenes or anything.
You gave Sonic & Knuckles?
Well, I don't know if that's a story, but that's what I've always been led to believe.
Well, what's your story?
Knuckles thinks that Sonic's the bad guy, that's why they fight each other.
And what's the purpose of Knuckles trying to collect emeralds?
Because he thinks Sonic's after them. In reality, Sonic's trying to keep him away from Dr. Robotnik.
So you would think that Knuckles is also trying to keep it away from Dr. Robotnik?
No, because Dr. Robotnik... So in the game, there's no dialogue, right? It just shows, like, cutscenes. Because at the end there, when the show is, like, when Sonic and Knuckles first fight for the first time, which is a really fucking awesome scene, you see Robotnik taking off with one of the Chaos Emeralds, and then Knuckles jumps on, and Sonic is attacking Robotnik at the same time.
Okay.
So that's when they're both like, oh, shit, we're on the same team. And I was like, oh, that's very sweet. Anyways.
I wonder if there's
only like a 4-second clip.
Yeah.
It's not Shakespeare, I apologize. My imagination just stops there.
But you know what? No, like, you never know. That might be the case, right? Maybe many other people view the same thing. But how do we know? There has to be something online. To the Pornmobile!
And then there's miles per hour. Right?
You're on a roll.
So yeah, Mega Man X.
Sonic?
I never played Mega Man X, because I don't know if I've ever said this before on a podcast, but I never had a Super NES.
No, you were a Sega.
Sega!
I don't think that's the right way.
So, you know, it was a flash sale, so I bought it for $2, so why not?
So you flash it and you get the game?
Yeah.
Have you played it yet? You played a bit.
Yeah. I played a couple of, man, the music in that game is really good.
It's a good game, it is.
Yeah, it is. You could, like, wall jump and stuff.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure you could obtain parts for your suit.
Yeah.
So you get better, you know, your dashes are faster, or your jumps are longer, or stuff like that. Which, to me, was why it made, like, I don't know. I played the other Mega Man games and I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But this one, it just felt like there was customization, even though there really wasn't. It's just you gain the parts.
Yeah.
But some of the parts are in, like, secret areas that you have to, like, wall jump 100 times and jump off screen and you get to it type of thing. So it was just that whole exploration, just, you know, made me relive my childhood memory as a child.
Well, I mean, I was between that and Link to the Past. I haven't played Link to the Past. Well, I played a little
bit. Don't you own like 6 copies of it?
Link to the Past?
Yeah.
No.
Keep talking about it and you still haven't played it?
What are you talking about? No, I just got it. It just came out of Wii U.
Oh, okay. Alright, let's continue. So how was it?
I haven't played it. Well, I played it a little bit, but I wasn't really into it. I was doing the podcast when I was playing it. So I gotta give it another shot. Like, try from the beginning again, actually paying attention. Because there's a story. There's actually, like, dialogue and stuff.
Hey, wouldn't you believe most games have stories? Maybe all of them.
I know.
We just choose to not listen.
Yeah.
Listen! That's what Navi was trying to tell
you. Oh, I see. Well, yeah, when I was younger, I would skip cutscenes like a madman.
Well, yeah, because you just want to play. You don't care. And now we're older. We're like, man,
now
I hope Metal Gear Solid has a 5-hour intro.
Yeah, oh, speaking of Metal Gear, we'll get to that, maybe, if I remember.
Maybe, I don't know.
Besides Mega Man X, I've also been playing... you're right there?
Yeah.
I've been playing Retro City Rampage DX.
What makes this one any special?
It's on a 3DS.
Oh. Why they call it DX and not S?
I don't know, man. I just really like this game.
Yeah, you talked about it. It sounds good. It's retro.
I originally played it, what was it, like a year and a half ago on the PS3 when it first came out?
Probably.
And I loved it. And then the guy let me know it was coming out for the 3DS, Brian, I forget his last name, V-blank. They told us it was coming out on the 3DS. So I was like, man, can I get a review copy? Because that'd be fucking awesome. Because I love that game.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I gave it a 9 out of 10. It's a bigger improvement than the one for PS3 because the checkpoints are more frequent.
Okay.
And it's just like, you can take it with you, so you can play anytime you want. And
on the go?
Yeah, and it's been so long since I played it, so I didn't mind playing it over again and writing a brand new review. It's completely different than the other one,
mm-hmm.
because it's been a year and a half, so I don't remember what I wrote last time, and I always try to avoid any kind of reviews.
You're gonna copy and paste it, aren't you?
Yeah, I just copied and pasted and replaced the word PS3 with 3DS. But the only
if you look close enough, you'll still see it.
You'll still see, like, fragments.
Yeah.
But it's still a fun game. I do like that PJ Phil is in the game.
Oh, PJ Phil is.
From YTV.
What do you mean he's in the game? Is he a character?
He's a character.
Interesting.
It's actually him, though.
Like, the character looks like... The character is him.
It's PJ Phil.
He's voiced by him.
No, no, it's an 8-bit game, so there's no voices. So it has an 8-bit version of himself. So it's funny, because the guy's from Canada, right? The one who created the game?
Yeah.
So that's why. PJ. Do you know who PJ Phil is?
On YTV, that old guy. Isn't that skinny dude?
The guy with the purple TV.
Purple TV.
Snip?
Nah, I don't know now.
Snip.
Nah, I don't know.
In the zone, keep it weird?
I'm assuming we're talking about the same person here, but now when you mention a Purple TV, I'm lost. What's his name? DJ Phil?
PJ Phil.
Well, geez, you got offended there.
Yeah,
DJ Phil? PJ Phil!
God damn it, because this is leading up to a point.
I remember this guy, but I was thinking of someone else.
Okay, but you remember him, right?
An Asian guy.
Yeah, yeah, he's Filipino, I think.
Is he Filipino?
I think so.
Isn't Philippines part of the Asian territory?
I can tell you anything about Full House, but don't talk to me about geography and race and culture. He's in the game.
Next, geography, race, and culture.
And abortions. No, he's in the game, and which is really... I was like, oh, cool. So then I tweeted PJ Phil on Twitter, and I'm like, this is fucking awesome. And then he retweeted me and favored it. Did it.
Nice.
And I was happy.
You know, he was about to hang himself that night, and then he was just like, oh my god.
Somewhere he has his own show on public access television. But
so he's actually doing something?
Yeah, on public access television. You know what that means, do you?
I don't know. Is it like one of those personal things where it's like, today's show is about trained models that I collect?
Anyways, and then another cool thing is Kevin Smith favorited one of my tweets as well.
Was you right? Kevin Smith rocks, and he's like, yeah.
Pretty much. No, I wrote, there's two things I do every year. One is watch Sopranos over, and the other is listen to all of the Smodcast podcasts. And that's honest. That's what I do every year. I listen to all of them back to back. And he favorited it. And then I took a picture, and I'm going to frame it.
You're getting a tattoo of it.
Because that means he acknowledged my existence. I'm like, we have the same initials.
Security.
It's true, we don't have the same initials.
It's true.
Hey, what are you doing? Get off me. Get off my hands. So yeah, what was I saying? Retro City Rampage. Good game. If you missed it the first 20 times, get it again on 3DS. The only thing that kind of sucks, what? I mean, it doesn't ruin the game. I just wish it had it. Was there's no 3D.
But it's a 2D game.
I know, but still.
I guess. Have we reached that point, Kevin, where before we're like, they should include multiplayer in everything, even if it sucks. Now we're at a point where it's like, they should include 3D in everything, even if it sucks.
Well, no, I expect every game on a 3DS to be 3DS unless it's downloadable, which this one is. So I'll give it...
Wouldn't this just be an import, basically? It's not like they revamped it.
You pretty much did, yeah.
Alright, then why the fuck is there no 3DS?
He
3D.
He couldn't do it. Like, and I get it, he's an independent like the guy.
So. He's saying that, how do I make this into this?
But I mean, it doesn't change or like hurt the game in any way. I just wish it was there. Like, when I wrote the review, I was thinking, should I put that as a con? But I'm like, it's not really a con. It's just something
It's a preference.
Yeah, it's something I wish it had. It's not nothing. Doesn't hurt it. But yeah, so I definitely recommend it. It's like $10. It's $5 cheaper than the Xbox and PS3 version.
Okay.
I have three versions of this game. I have a PS3 Vita, if I had a Vita, and 3DS. So.
You know, you just said if I had a life. Okay.
Oh my God! If I had a Vita.
Oh my God! Is that what they were trying to go with?
Remember?
I just got a Vita. You got a life. I got a life.
Remember, they're supposed to. We thought they were going to call the PS4 Orbis because it's supposed to be Circle of Life.
Whatever.
Close the podcast 86. I don't know. Maybe that's the one.
86.
I made that one up. Don't listen to it. Well, go listen to it. Tell your friends. Hey, we love you guys. I finally completed Mario and Luigi Dream Team Bros. 52 hours.
Jesus.
52 hours on this fucking game.
When you look at it, it doesn't seem like it's a lot. like Skyrim, I think I'm like in 70 hours. But that's a lot of hours.
Yep.
Minecraft, I think I put in 140 hours.
Yeah, no, that's nowhere. But for a portable game, it's
for that game, yes. But
there's no
time just flies. When you look at it, you're like, oh, 70 hours, it's only like 3 days. That's not too bad. But you're not playing 3 days straight, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But still, that's 3 days of your life you lost.
At the beginning, it was my fault because at the beginning of the game, I'm like, I'm going to explore everything. And like,
enter name, Mario.
In the last 2 hours, I was like, I want to finish this game. I'm so tired of this game. Because remember I told you it overstated its welcome at the end?
Yeah.
So I'm like, just finish, man. Just
started
end.
Getting incoming mail. God, just get out.
Yes, that's a fail. But yeah, it was 50. Did I say 52 hours?
Yes.
So it's 52 hours, which is a long time for a Mario RPG game. It overstayed its welcome because it's catching its mail. Got it.
It gets its own mail.
Me too.
When you do that, it makes me feel stupid.
Anyways, the reason why we're laughing, let's just stop the awkwardness. I stopped recording so we can save so it doesn't fuck up on us. And we forgot what we were talking about. And that's what we were talking. We remember what we were talking about. So that's what made me giggle. I'm breaking walls here. Breaking walls.
The fifth wall.
So the game overstayed its welcome at the end.
All right. Because it's getting its mail.
And Bowser at the end could go fuck himself. Spoiler.
He literally fucked himself?
No, he could go. Because it's one of those bosses who's like, oh, I am much stronger than you. You're attacking
me. I have 60 phases.
No, it didn't have 60 phases, surprisingly, but he kept doing this. Ha! Let me go send my minions after you. All 80 of them. While I'm back here eating health. And you're like, fucking stop!
Stop. Oh God, his health is back to 100.
I'm like, yeah, so I'm like, it took me almost 2 hours to beat this son of a bitch.
Jesus Christ, I'm surprised your 3DS lasted.
I almost bit my 3DS. Just so frustrated. I like threw every... Fucking, here's a mushroom, here's a 1-up. Every time I hit him, it's like, you know, 600 damage. And then he'll send, like, 4 Koopa Troopas, 5 Bombs, 8 fucking Goombas, 12 Turtle Doves, 2...
like,
something
in a pine tree.
You only attack one by one by one by one, right? You can't do any special attacks. You can.
One by one.
But they take... Either way. So I'm, like, attacking one by one by one. And he's in the background going, oh, health.
Oh, I gotta eat quickly.
So I'm like, holy fuck. So I just went all out, and I just used every power-up I had and just went nuts on him. Oh, and if you try attacking him on the head, he puts his hand in front of his head, so you can't hit his head. So you have to hit his hands first, and then you gotta hit his head. But then he'll shoot minions at you, and he's like, and you're like, fucking cool. Goombas, why is there so many of you? And so on and so forth. And at the end, they're like, thank you, Mario. And he's like, right on. Congratulations, you really...
Anytime.
You unlocked the jukebox. I'm like, a fucking jukebox?
God damn. Collect all the discs spread out throughout the world.
Oh, so, but yeah, I beat the game. It was a good game. Considering I got it from Christmas, I just beat it. And I played it every day, so...
Dude, that was so last year.
So I finally beat that. And I also beat another game.
What'd you beat?
Final Fantasy... No, that's a fucking lie and a half. Kingdom Hearts 1.5 Remix, HD.
That came out already?
That came out last year.
But
anyways...
When's the next Kingdom Hearts coming out, Kev?
Should be next year.
Oh, they're actually working on one?
Kingdom Hearts 3, yeah.
You're excited about that, aren't you?
Fucking A. I'm going to buy a PS4 just for that game. I bought a 3DS...
Is it just for the PS4? Don't tell me it's just for the PS4.
It's only for the PS4.
Oh? Well, Start the saving.
I am. I have $200 saved.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
You're halfway there.
So, So I bought a 3DS for Kingdom Hearts 3D, and then I also bought a PSP for Birth by Sleep, and I also had a Game Boy Advance, but I already had that. So Kingdom Hearts HD is just Kingdom Hearts 1, and what was the other one? Chain of Memories, and just cutscenes from 358 over 2 days. I beat the game. This is a final mix version, so there's a lot of bosses in there that I've never encountered, like the Phantom and some other boss in the desert and some other guy and stuff. So I did everything I could do. I actually level grinded for like 4 days straight.
Sorry, continue.
I level grinded for 4 days straight. I went back and forth in the Alice in Wonderland's level, just constantly hitting monsters, gaining XP, gaining health, gaining points, gaining all these power-ups, over and over and over again. Also, I can beat, you know who?
Who?
Sephiroth!
He's in it still?
Yeah, Sephiroth. So I did all that so I can
beat. Was he the boss on the last ones?
He wasn't a boss, he was a special boss, like a secret boss.
Special? They prefer to be called mentally challenged.
So I finally beat Sephiroth, and it felt good. And because I was like level 89 at that point, when I went to go fight the last boss, I'm like, I've been dragging this game for too long. I already did all the
last boss was only level 20, wasn't it?
Yeah, I beat his ass. All I did was stand in front of him and just kept hitting him, and then I beat the game. And it felt good. And then and it unlocked a special theme for my PS3, which is kind of
cool. That's kind of a sad part, is when you play a game, like, instead of playing the story, you decide to do everything else first, but by the time you get to the end, you're too strong.
Well, I remember that boss really pissing me off when I was younger, so I was like, no problem. I have no problem with this. Because I hated it. It's like 20. That's the kind of game where it has like 20 different versions of himself. Ah, you beat my left nut. Now beat my right nut. It's like, fuck. This took way too long.
You took down both my nuts.
Yeah, so it's one of those, so I didn't mind beating his nuts that fast. And then, of course, at the end, I forgot how Mickey Mouse is such a badass, because you don't see him through the whole game except for the end. Spoilers. And as the door's closing, Goofy's like, gosh, it's the king. That's my horrible Goofy impression. And Donald's like, because that's the only voice I could do. And Mickey turns around while he's holding the keyblade. He goes, don't forget about me. Keep going. You got to go close the Kingdom Hearts door. And then he's like, okay, let's do this. And it's so badass.
I don't know. That doesn't really sound badass.
Well, I don't remember what he said. That wasn't nowhere near.
Sounds kind of like, you guys go on ahead. You know, I'll just... stay back here and...
Well, he has to stay back and fight the Heartless. Okay, it was more like, come on, motherfucker!
Look, there you are. That's badass.
Left nut, huh? So yeah, I beat that. Finally beat that. So the next one, I'm gonna give Kingdom Hearts a little bit of a break now. Because I've been playing that game for... Ready, how many hours?
How many?
63 hours!
That's a lot.
It is a lot of hours. A lot of grinding, that's why. So I finally beat that game. I'm gonna give that a break. I should be getting, what's it called? The new Donkey Kong game for review soon.
What was that tomorrow. One called? Donkey Kong...
Tropical Freeze. So I should be getting that for review for tomorrow. So that should be my next filler. It's the point of the game is to review it.
Your next adventure, Kevin.
Yes, because I finally beat two games. So now that I'm done that, my 3DS game, I finally get to play the one game I bought eons ago, which is Project X Zone.
No, I don't know if I've heard of that.
You have. It's the one where they combine like Namco, Bandai, Sega, Capcom characters, all those characters all together in one.
Mm-hmm.
Man, the girls in that game.
Hot?
I don't know. It makes me feel really weird.
Why? In your pants area?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that, Kevin.
I mean, that girl Morgan from Darkstalkers? Wow, I forgot how she looks. And there's a lot of animations with a lot of boob jiggling.
Well, maybe you should see her now, Kevin. The internet's out there.
I know. I should.
You should.
It even made Chun-Li look attractive. And I'm like, what's this game doing to me?
They all do.
It's weird. Yeah. It's like very anime.
Even Blanca looks hot.
I think you'll like it.
Shocking.
Frank West is in the game as well, because it was a Capcom character.
I'm never a big fan of Frank West.
Really?
I don't know. Okay, I prefer him over the other motorcycle. Green? Yeah. But still, like, him as a character, like...
I think it's his open collar and his, like, very broad shoulders.
Yeah.
His face bugs me. I get that.
I think that's probably what it is. I feel like breaking his nose a bit more. Does that make me a bad person?
No. You know, he covers wars, you know.
He covers wars?
He covered wars, you know.
With what?
Oh my god, that's like the famous line he said in the first fucking Dead Rising game.
You expect me to remember a game that's like 7 years old?
It's like the same as The Cake is a Lie. It's the same kind of idea.
But The Cake is a Lie is more famous. If I were to go into a convention... and be like, The Cake is a Lie, we'll be like, And then
if you're going to go into a convention and be like, the cake is a lie, right, guys? Oh,
get off stage. If you're going to go in there and be like, that way.
If you're going in there and you're like, he covered wars, you know? Woo!
I don't know. I disagree.
Take a photograph, it'll last longer.
Covers war? How many PP was that worth?
Oh, yeah, so that's the thing. So a lot of the game has a lot of levels that's like Dead Re-Rising, because it takes place in the mall at points.
Yeah. And you use Mega Man?
Mega Man is in the game as well. I haven't got contact with him. But anyways, so when he sees like Morrigan or that blue chick from Darkstalkers, the one with the big hands, I forgot her name. She's like a vampire.
Vampire. Blue chick, big hands.
She's got like massive hands. Anyways, when he's like, can I take a photograph of you? Because the funny thing, the ongoing joke is that everyone's like, you want to take a photograph now, really? But everyone's like, sure, why not? Like even the monsters, even the bad guys.
Okay.
So whenever he takes a photograph of a girl, it does like that PP and it says erotic because he took a photo of their boobs.
Ah.
And I'm like, F 12. Because Japanese humor is pretty. Hey, look, a tit. Let's focus.
But it's entertaining,
though. It is entertaining.
I love, you know what I mean? Like, it's perverted, but when you like, it catches your attention.
Yeah.
Like that Catherine game you were mentioning when I went on my. I don't know. No, I didn't get it. I don't even know. I don't know.
I would have bought
it. It'll go on sale for free. It'll probably be free next month.
Nah, that game's very hard to get for some reason.
Yeah. But, like that game, like, I was looking at the images and masturbated a few times, and I was like, you know what? I got my money's worth. I'm good.
All
right. But, yeah, like, it's weird, perverted, but it gets the job done. It gets your attention. You know. Sex sells, Kevin. That's why these games are popular.
Well, this game's not popular.
It's not?
No.
What about that zombie game? That's what they were aiming for. The Chainsaw Massacre.
A Lollipop Chainsaw?
Yeah.
That game sucked too.
Did it? I thought it was fun. It was just really stupid.
It was stupid and it wasn't fun. It was frustrating. Anyway, so in this game, you have all these characters. I love the animation. I love the gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
It's very repetitive, but I'm sort of enjoying it because all I have to do is press A and then press A and left, and that's it. And they kind of attack each other. It's really entertaining. I'll probably get bored of it in like a week, but so far, so good. I've been playing 4 hours.
If it works now, then what's the problem?
Yeah, I played 4 hours of it. And that's all the games I've been playing.
Nice.
Wait, we have to do new releases.
That's right.
New releases that came out this week, because I can't for the life of me figure out how to go next last week, because GameSpot changed their whole
thing. You need a DeLorean, Kevin.
So, Danganronpa Trigger, who cares? Lightning Returns, Final Fantasy 13, finally came out to no one's, like, just, no one cared.
No one?
I didn't care. Do you care?
Nope.
So, Final Fantasy 13 was a game that I made a comic book about years ago. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
When I used to draw comic books.
Still have those?
Yeah, I still have Final Fantasy 13. Nice. So I,
is it exactly what you imagined it would be today?
No, not at all. There is no Kevin in it. It was a giant alien. When I was younger, during the Final Fantasy 8 era, I used to draw comic books. And one of the comic books I wrote was Final Fantasy 13, and it had Rui in it, and my Brown Bear, and a bunch of our other friends.
That was a cool
one. And I kept it, because it was called Final Fantasy 13, and it was about death, and, you know, the II and the third and the XIII were death's fucking sticks, because I'm creative and emo. And I called it Final Fantasy 13, and it never really ended. It kind of trailed off.
Now you're being sued for a 20-year-old
case. It's weird.
That,
like, something I made when I was, like, I don't know, 10 or whatever how old I was when that game came out is actual fact now, and my version's better. So no one liked Final Fantasy 15, and then Final Fantasy 13 2 came out, not, like...
X2?
Not as well, but Part 2. X2, 13-2 came out, and I bought it. So I passed Final Fantasy 13. If you might remember, I passed it while watching your Rocky movies when I was unemployed.
Yeah.
So,
how were the movies?
They were fucking awesome.
I still haven't watched
Rocky Balboa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go to our podcast. Right behind me.
One of our podcasts. I think it's called Adrian. We talked about it. I got Final Fantasy 13 two years ago for Valentine's Day from my fiance, then girlfriend. Never passed it because I stopped caring about the story. And then 13 came out, Lightning Returns Part 3, to this stupid trilogy no one wanted, and no one cared. So there we go.
Poor Final Fantasy. What are they doing?
I don't know.
What do you think they could do to make it right, Kevin?
Stop at 13? Just let it go. Let it go.
Remaster the originals in a 3D environment?
No, just let it go.
You wouldn't want to play Final Fantasy 1 through whatever?
That'd be pretty
all cool. Over again?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, you heard the theory they're saying about Final Fantasy 8, how Squall actually died after the second disc?
What? Just because you take the disc out doesn't mean they die, Kevin.
No, the theory
what
is
do you mean?
That,
what's the theory?
Remember when he gets a giant icicle stuck in his chest?
During
the parade, when fucking Irvin misses a shot because he's a loser.
Stupid loser.
Do you remember what I'm talking about?
He's a blonde hair guy, right?
No, he's a cowboy.
Yeah, wasn't he blonde hair?
No, that's Zell.
Who wears a trench coat?
Irvin.
thought he was blonde. But anyways,
he's like brownish. Anyways, he was supposed to take that shot at the Edea, and then he, like, missed.
Alright.
Anyway, then at the end, when Squall's on... Remember when games, like, rewards were the cutscenes?
Yeah, you
like, holy shit, look at
this. A hard thing, then there'd be a nice cinematic.
Yeah, but those are fun. Anyways, and then she shoots that icicle through his chest.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes, like, right through him, like, through his heart.
Yeah.
People are saying everything that takes place on the second disc onwards is all a dream.
It's just a dream.
Yeah.
Is it a dream, or is it his ascension to heaven?
That's the theory. Read it online. It's called SquallIsDead.com. I was reading at work today.
Did you read... it was on 9Gate, the read the theory, the fan theory about Peter Pan?
No.
Which was pretty interesting, the one where Peter Pan steals children.
Oh, their hands?
No, he steals children from their families and brings it to Neverland, where they don't grow up. And those who do grow up, he murders them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then those kids, you know, caught on and tried to escape, and now they're the pirates because they can't go back home because they don't know where home is. So now they're the new pirates, and Captain Hook wants to go after Peter Pan for taking him away from what he had.
I love theories like that.
I was like, you know what? Peter Pan was so stupid, it just blew my mind.
Like, did you ever hear the theory about Rugrats?
No.
How the kids aren't actually there. Angelica's talking to no one. She's talking to her imaginary friends because all the babies died at some point.
That's so disturbing. I just got goosebumps.
Yeah, so apparently Tommy Pickles, yeah. I was actually, he was born, but then he died. And so what happened, no, he was never born. Sorry, he was never born. So what happened was that the father lost his mind and kept building toys for a son.
He's always in the basement.
Yeah, that's why he's always in the basement. Yep. He's making toys for a son he never had. Isn't that fucked up?
That's depressing.
And then
how do people do that?
And then Phil and Lil were obviously like aborted babies. That like yeah. It's stuff like that. I'm like, holy fuck, guys. Fucking just shoot a bottle of milk in my face.
But you know what? But it makes for such an
interesting
story.
Yeah, it's bullshit, but it's interesting.
Is it?
I don't know.
Is it? Ask the creator, and he's like, yeah, totally.
Yeah. Going back to the games, Far Cry Classic is now out for Xbox 360 and PS3.
I never played Far Cry.
Neither did I. Run Peace Romance Dawn is out for 3DS. Skullgirls Encore is out for PS3. Far Cry Compilation out for PS3, which includes Far Cry 2, 3, and Blood Dragon, which you may remember is on our top 10 game of the year.
Yes.
Gunslugs, I'm proud of these guys. Orange Pixel, who originally made iPhone games, is now...
You're really big into the Orange Pixel guys.
I love those guys, man. I love that guy.
Why don't you make love to them?
I wish. Gunslugs is now available on a Vita, which is good. I like seeing a game going from the iPhone over to consoles, except for Angry Birds.
It's an upgrade, you know what I mean? It's like their dreams are... It's becoming a reality.
It's like our podcast going on to like...
Yeah, exactly. It's video. Going to BBS.
Yeah. BBS. Just audio. Yeah, just
that's still an upgrade.
That's true. Zombier coming out for PS3. Yeah. Borderlands 2 DLC, Wedding Day Massacre, is now out.
Another one?
Yeah. Dead Rising 3 Fallen Angel is DLC for Xbox One. World of Tanks Xbox 360 Edition is out for the 360, obviously.
World of Tanks. Did you get that email?
Nah.
About World of Tanks?
Nah.
It was free. I don't know if it still is.
It's a free game. It's free to play.
I just got the email. Because it's a PC, you know, free to play.
Yeah.
But now it's on the Xbox.
Yeah.
And I've heard really good things about World of Tanks.
I see the commercials, so I decide not to play. Play World of Tanks.
You see the commercials a lot, and they don't tend to do that for free-to-play games. And I've heard good things about it.
It's a pop-up on my TV. Get out. I don't want to talk to you. The Witcher 2 Assassins of Kings, Silver Box, who cares? Adventure Time, Hey Ice King, Why'd You Steal Our Garbage for 3DS? Baze Blue, Calamity Trigger is out for PC. Oh man, nothing really crazy. Lightning Returns, Last of Us Left Behind, which is Last of Us DLC, is coming out on Valentine's Day, which I'm gonna download. The Lego Movie video game, which I wanna watch that movie.
And Local I don't know Sight. How I feel about it.
I don't know, I'm gonna watch it. I like it. It has Michelangelo in it, so I'm down.
Oh really?
Yeah, the turtle.
I thought it was just Batman.
No, it's a bunch of Lego characters. Like, every Lego character you can think of is in there.
Even Superman?
Probably. I think all the Justice League's in there.
I'm in. Yeah, I don't know.
It's whatever they have a license for, so.
Pretty much everything.
I'm down with that. And that's all for new releases. There was something else I wanted to say, but I can't remember right now. So, up next, news.
Yay!
Paranoids! 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 Podcast.com!
And we're back, and we are now in...
In where?
News!
Oh, there.
All right, first thing on the agenda here, Nintendo eShop update. This week, they finally came out with a game I've been waiting for so long.
Super Mario 3?
Super C.
What?
Super C.
Super C? Is that even a word?
Contra. Super C.
I don't know if you're saying that right.
Super C. Letter C. The word super. Oh,
okay.
Super C.
Okay, there you go. I thought you were trying to say supremacy or something.
Super C. Yeah, Super C is now out on a Wii U Virtual Console for $4.99. It's a good game. It just isn't Super Mario Bros. 3. Seriously, what the fuck is taking so long? Wii U DLC update includes Spin the Bottle, Bumpy's Party. Ugh, who cares?
You get to make out?
I don't know. 3DS download includes Spot the Differences and as Eternal Blade available on February 18th. eShop sale, Games by Rising Star, which is pretty cool. So I'll get there when we get to our deals of the week.
All right.
That's all that came up for the eShop. How about that? Suck it to me, suck it to me, suck it to me. hey, you have an Xbox 360, right?
Yes, I do have an Xbox 360.
Let's say your Xbox Gold expired. Who knew? What do you do? What do you do?
Renew it?
What do you do? You don't renew it. You don't have any money. Because it's Valentine's weekend. You don't have any money.
God, Valentine's weekend.
And you don't have a date. What do you do? What do you do? You can't play online. Well, sit down there, boy. Xbox 360 goes free. Gold.
Only this long? Only this weekend.
Available in Canada and the U.S.
That's us.
Yes, it is. There's also a new update coming out for Xbox One, but I don't have an Xbox One, therefore I don't care. So, yeah. If you don't have Xbox Gold, you'll be getting it for free this weekend. Wow, I stuttered when I said that. Did you hear that too? It's like I was cold. It's free. Hey, remember Angry Birds?
Yep.
Hey, they're coming out with a new version of Angry Birds.
What is it called?
Angry Birds Stella!
What?
Yeah.
As in like Stella?
It's called Angry Birds Stella.
Or is it like Stella as in like the galaxy? You know? What is it called? Stella. Stella.
Get ready for something new in the Angry Birds universe!
Yay!
Meet Stella and her friends, a group of feisty characters with a shared love for fun, adventure, and creativity. The story of Stella swings the fans to parts of the Angry Birds world we'd never seen before. The Angry Birds Stella is all about inspiration, empowerment, and the other real issues without forgetting entertainment and quirky fun.
Do people still play Angry Birds? Let's be real. Do they still play Angry Birds or have they moved on?
I'm pretty sure they still do.
I don't know. You would think you would have beat the whole entire series by now,
right? So, and there's so many different versions of it. Angry Birds Stella is breaking the mold by introducing strong, passionate characters who really stand for something, while adding plenty of action and reality into the mix. Oh, that's the CEO who said that. I'm pretty sure he wasn't talking that way. Angry Birds Stella's story will live and evolve across physical and digital, bridging them in fun and innovative ways. Stella and her friends are here to stay with plenty of adventures ahead of them. Stay tuned for more details.
I don't like Angry Birds.
I don't hate it.
I don't hate it either. I just don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it. I'm not big. I could care less. Oh, wait. I couldn't care less. Ha. That's how you correctly say it. I found that out today. You know when someone says I could care less?
Yeah.
That's not correct. That means you could care. You could just care less. So you do care.
So you do care, but it would be less.
You could care less.
Because you could care less.
Okay. It doesn't make sense. You can't care
you
less.
You couldn't care less. Meaning? Couldn't that be interpreted as... You already care so much that you can't even care less?
That's what you're saying.
Or you care so little that there isn't
I could care less. Doesn't make any sense.
I like tacos. I haven't had a taco in like 6 years.
Xbox One media remote leaks on Amazon.
Wii remote?
Do you not have these windows open?
Well, no. I'm just.
Are you jerking off? Am I a clown to you?
How do you know I'm watching clown porn?
Hey, kids, watch my penis. Oh, it's like a giant napkin. It never ends. That was supposed to be a lot funnier than intended. Anyways, Xbox One Media Control has been leaked on Amazon.
Isn't that thing that you buy, like, Mad Cats, and it lets you press play and watch videos?
Yep.
Are you going to buy the Mad Cats one?
I don't have an Xbox One.
Are you going to buy the Mad Cats version of Xbox One?
Yes. Following this, listings have been spotted on both Amazon UK, where it's apparently coming on April 4th, for £19.99. It's pretty heavy. And Amazon Italy for release on the same day, costing €22.99. Wow, that's pretty heavy.
Sing!
Yeah, so there we go. New Xbox remote coming out.
No one cares.
Well, I'm sorry.
Did you watch that prank? It's the same one as Xbox, Turn Off, whatever. Remember that prank video we were talking about?
Yeah.
There's another, the guy changed his name to Xbox Bing. So when they called him Xbox Bing, it would open up Bing for them. And it would take him out of the game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's stupid. That's a
flaw. So it'd be like, Xbox Bing, no! Gone. So stupid. How much money does this guy have to change gamer tags?
It's like $10, man.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, for someone who says $30 for underwear? My God, someone fuck me in my underwear. Ass right now.
But you know what?
I never.
It is pretty cool underwear. It's by a company called Penguin, and it looks like a tuxedo. You know, but it doesn't. It's not the ghetto one where it has a bow tie or whatever. I wear boxer briefs.
Okay.
I can't decide which one to go, so I get both.
Nice.
Boxer briefs. But yeah, it's not like one of those those cheesy shirts that have a tuxedo on it.
Yeah.
That's not what they are. The theme is like it's black with the white stripes with black buns, so it looks like it's very fancy.
Sorry, white stripes. I used
that. So yeah, so it's I use that as my
jerk off.
Yeah, kind of like Friday night jerk off moments.
Nice, awesome.
But $30. Well, actually, that was only 15, but still, for underwear. I shit in these. Why do I want, come on.
Sorry, you caught me off guard with that. It took a while for that to kick in. Shits in those. Me too. Wait, no, that's not right.
Oh,
yes. Anyways, hey, you know Resident Evil composer?
No.
Anyways,
music?
Yeah, you know the game Resident Evil? You know the music behind it?
Oh, okay. I thought it was like Mario Paint, but where you go to the composer, but it's all Resident Evil sounds.
Zombies?
Yeah.
That was a Furious Brother reference and a Resident Evil reference. Good job, Kevin.
That's why I thought that you meant, they made a game called Resident Evil Composer. It's so stupid. But now I feel like an idiot. What about the composer? What have they done?
So, you know the music that he made that we all like? Like, in that scene in Resident Evil 2 when it's like, ding, 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 ding.
Not really. I remember hearing a lot of piano in the most awkward moments.
Okay, so that's him.
That's him.
Yeah. Mamoru Samuguchi.
It seems like there's a lot of Mamoros out there.
So, the thing is, though, they call him the video game Beethoven.
Yeah. Why is he deaf?
He is.
Oh. 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 Is he deaf, really?
Yeah, he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what to say.
I remember watching the Beethoven movie, I forget what it's called, Beethoven Lives Upstairs, and he's like, I don't know, one potato, two potatoes.
Because why?
He couldn't hear himself, so he just...
Why does he say potato?
I was thinking of the one potato, two potato.
Oh, so he doesn't say potato.
He doesn't say potato, he just mumbles, it sounds
like okay. I'm like, I don't get it. You're deaf, but why say potato?
Oh, shit.
It doesn't make sense.
Oh, potato, it's a potato. I made myself laugh. I'm so fucking...
Okay, anyway, so this guy counts potatoes.
So he's deaf.
Okay.
So he wrote all those musical pieces in Resident Evil.
So is the media just making fun of him?
No. Yeah.
He's a Beethoven because he's deaf.
He's not blind. He can still read this.
Beethoven's not blind. I think because he's deaf.
It's no Mamoru Samuguchi, who also known to say one potato, two potato to himself. No. So anyways, he wrote all those music, all the music in Resident Evil 1, 2, and all that jazz, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or did he? No. The guy's a big fat phony. So what happened was...
Who wrote it, Beethoven?
No, he had a guilt trip. He said the composer, he was credited for those masterpieces. He wasn't the one who wrote it.
All right.
So he's a phony.
Phony!
He was known as, the game's, composer. Beethoven. He won, a bunch of awards and stuff. And, yeah, so it's all bullshit. He never wrote any of it. Let me see here. His CDs were taken off of store shelves. Concerts were canceled. And it was a sad end to what was an outstanding career.
People go to concerts for that?
Yeah, I'd go there.
One potato.
does he go for? A 500 potato, 501 potato. Is he just going? Is this the
boss? I was going to say he was facing the wrong way, but I realized he's not blind. So.
No, but Beethoven did do that too. He didn't know that the music stopped playing. People were clapping, and then they had to turn around. Go watch Beethoven Lives Upstairs. You see what I mean?
Dog one?
Huh?
The dog one?
Yeah, the dog
next,
one.
The next podcast. Yeah, Kevin, I really don't get it. So the dog's not allowed in the house?
Why is he so big at times? At other times, he's so small.
One potato, two potato.
Second, that dog mixed up with the dog from The Sandlot.
The Sandbot?
The Sandlot. Do you remember the movie The Sandlot, where the kids want to play baseball?
No.
I don't know. Maybe I dreamt it. Anyways.
You should make that movie.
Point is, he said, if you trust your inner sense of sound, you create something that is truer. It is like communicating from the heart. Losing my hearing was a gift from God. So, but the thing is, he's full of shit, so he never wrote any songs.
It's not really a gift.
He's lying. Samuraguchi lied about creating 10 years of beloved music, pretending he was deaf. Whoa.
So he was counting potatoes.
Potato, two potato. Fuck, this concert really blows. It's okay, he can't hear us. Fuck,
okay. Bricks. Potato, I'm potato. So hold on. He was pretending he was deaf? That offends me more than pretending to write music. So is Beethoven even deaf?
Turns out, Samuraguchi might not be deaf after all. In a public confession, Nagagi told sources that he didn't think that Samuraguchi was actually deaf, saying it was, quote-unquote, an act that he was performing to the outside world. How did whatever come to that conclusion? The fraud actually listened to his composition.
They said, here, Cash, and he turned.
He listened to the compositions. Oh, fuck. Why does it take like 20 minutes for that to hit me?
That's pretty good, huh? That's how they found out.
That was good, I like that.
Hey, Moromoro, catch, huh?
Oh, fuck.
One potato. Potatoes at him.
So anyways, they pretty much asked him how did he figure that out, and he said that they actually saw him listening and giving feedback on the music, which is pretty fucking stupid. That doesn't sound good. What doesn't? Oh,
he bought the newest iPod Shuffle.
No, it's just an awkward conversation. Oh, that doesn't sound right. What does it? Oh, I don't know. Because he just realized he said something he shouldn't.
He's playing the track and it's like, hold on, do you hear that? They're like, what? Oh, shit.
I hear what? I don't know. What are you talking about? It's such a guilty thing to say. It's like when you're younger and you swear in front of your mom. It's like, fuck it, bitch. What'd you say? I don't know.
Nothing. I swear I didn't say anything.
I didn't say anything. You're talking about?
Your lips were moving. Words were coming out.
Shit.
Oh.
Why did we get so much humor off this poor guy? I don't even care what the story is. He's
I don't know. Should we feel bad for him?
Nah.
He lied to us.
Or he may not even be deaf. I don't even know if this is the same guy I'm talking about.
Is this even the same story?
No, I changed the next
video. The next article, Beethoven lied. He wasn't deaf.
The point is, he lied about it, and, you know.
Well, I hope he rots in hell.
Anyways, he later committed suicide.
Oh.
No, I'm joking. I just want to see how you would feel after. Actually,
guess he'd be there a lot quicker than I thought.
Okay, let's move on. Woo! Sonic is getting a new look.
Is it? I know they were making fun of it where he's getting taller with longer legs. Is that right?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, because they said the next generation Sonic, his legs are like, you know, very, very tall.
Do you have the windows open on your side there?
Yes, I do.
Do you really? What's the first line?
Okay, Jesus Christ, I'll open it.
Yeah, that's what I thought, motherfucker.
Every single week I open these damn windows, and I look at them, and never once have we ever come right at you, Rui. Nothing. Nothing at all. No acknowledgement that I even look at these windows. So today I said, you know what? I'm eating ice cream that my mother brought in, so somewhere in the podcast you're going to hear, oh, you want dessert? While you were talking. And I'm eating the ice cream, and the very first thing you say is, do you know what Sonic looks like? Is he tall? Do you look at the window? Yeah. What's the first line say? Now I feel like more of that Asian guy. I lied. There.
You're
okay?
Like, I don't know.
I didn't have a window open.
Yeah, I know. It takes me a long time to get these news together and send it to you. Bob.
Well, what do you want? You want me?
So anyways.
I'm opening it, okay?
Yeah, so Sega reveals new Sonic franchise called Sonic Boom, which isn't the same Sonic characters. It's a spin-off, apparently based off of a TV show or a cartoon or something.
Okay.
And they look fucking weird.
Knuckles looks fucking weird.
Knuckles looks weird. They all look weird. And, like, apparently Sonic has that scarf on him because the guys who are working on this game are the same people who worked on Uncharted, which is, like, a little, get it, Drake?
Let's make him look weirder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Why didn't they need to be taller?
It's just weird. I don't know how I feel. But then again, I don't give a fuck. This game isn't for me.
But you're going to buy it.
I'm going to buy it. Apparently, this is the year of Sonic, and Sonic's revealed, or Sega has revealed Sonic Boom, a new sub-franchise in a Sonic world. The new brand will not only support the previously announced TV show, but two new games on the Wii U and 3DS. So this is the part of the trilogy that's coming out for Nintendo games. They're making three specific Sonic games for Nintendo. And this is number two, I think? Lost Worlds?
And they're all going to be pretty bad, aren't they?
Lost Worlds, I heard good things about it. The 3DS version could go fuck itself. So.
Like every game, you hear good things about it.
Yeah, yeah. Sega of America.
I'm just gonna say, set your expectations low.
Oh, it's always very low. Sega of America. I don't like the way they look, so that's already a bad start. Sega of America president and coup, John Chan, stressed that Sonic Boom will not be replacing the original franchise. It's just a spinoff, people. Mind you, I'm saying it's just a spinoff and call me nuts. Meanwhile, when I saw, I was like, what the fuck did they do to Sonic? I was pissed. I was like, no, his eyes are green. It's supposed to be blue.
Blue like the sky.
I miss stubby Sonic. God of War Collection coming to PS Vita May 6th.
Another one, Kevin? Another one?
It's the collection.
Oh. Another one, Kevin? Another one?
So I have the collection's on the PS3. Anyway, so the Vita is going to get the God of War Collection, which is God of War 1 and 2, soon. I don't know. I think that's pretty cool. I like God of War. So I mean, you're juicing it and all, but you know.
Juicing it. I never heard that term before.
And a Sly Milking Cooper it, collection yes. on PS Vita will be coming out as well, which is pretty cool. It's going to come with all three original PS2 action pack classic hits, Sly Cooper and the Thieves. There's that. Dark Souls 2, players to receive early access to Black Armor weapons pack.
I don't know. I should play, whatchamacallit. Dark Souls 1. I heard it's a really hard game. You have it. How hard? It's hard. And they said this one's supposed to be harder.
Yeah.
Why? Why are they doing that?
Well, people like it because it's hard. The only reason why I can't play is because I don't like the menu. I'm like, what the fuck you mean, two hands? What the fuck are you talking about? Just swing your stupid sword from left to right. Come on, everyone.
I thought it was side to side.
Oh, whatever.
Anyway. We had this argument before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I downloaded the Super Mario Bros. 3 TV show.
Like the real life one?
No, the cartoon based on Super Mario Bros. 3, because I really wanted to watch it, and then I put it in because I downloaded it off a torrent, and I was like, Mario, Akapaj, like it was a Spanish version. I was like, god damn it, that sucks. It took me so long to download because no one else in the world is downloading this except for me, apparently.
There's the one seed. It's all the way in Antarctica.
And I watched the whole intro because there's no talking, there's like, oh, like little sound effects and stuff, but the credits were in English, the title was in English, and then, Akapaj, I'm like, fuck, it sucks. Anyways, in a recent announcement from Namco Bandai, buyers of certain edition of the game will be able to unlock the Black Armor weapons pack ahead of schedule. In the message, it was stated that fans who purchase the Dark Souls 2 Black Armor edition or the Dark Souls 2 Collector's edition will receive an exclusive voucher allowing players to unlock early use of weapons contained in the Black Armor's weapon pack. It appears that each edition will have access to these on launch, the 11th of March for console owners in America, and shortly afterwards PC owners. The exact content packs are as follows. So,
you know what I feel like in this situation? These bonus packs might actually help you in the game. Tremendous. Because I know in the other one, from what I read, like you don't really start with anything and you fight God himself.
Yeah, every enemy in Dark Souls is hard. Every enemy, just a skeleton.
So you know, extra armor pack or bonus packs and stuff like that.
But the thing that's good about this game is because it's so hard. But when you finally do beat a boss, you're like
satisfaction.
You're like, how the fuck? Like I beat one of the bosses, and all he did was like keep running at me and kill me. And I finally beat him. I'm like, how the fuck did I do that? How the fuck did I do that? It was so satisfying.
It was a good sense of satisfaction. Yeah, something we haven't gotten in a while.
Exactly, yeah. All games are like, hey, let me hold your hand. Let's fly. Fly with me.
Uh-oh, you died 8 times.
Mickey, I thought...
to beat the level for you?
Yeah. Yes. So Mickey, I thought you stayed back in the... Never mind. Joke's passed. This is what pisses me off. Say you discover a loophole in the system.
Hey, look, I found a loophole in the system.
What do you do next?
Tell everyone in the world.
Apparently. PlayStation 4 users can currently claim a free 14-day PS Plus trial subscription for free via the PS Store. And one gamer has found a loophole in the marketplace that allows repeat spamming of the offer. He's now a free PlayStation Plus member until the year 2035 without paying a penny.
Nice.
Why on earth would you tell people this?
Because now Sony's either going to ban your account for, you know, abusing, you know, the program or the system, or they're just going to take that away from you. Why would you tell people? So the first thing I would do is tell people, but...
The tipster, who we will not name here, contacted VG247 this morning to say that he stumbled upon the error, which saw him entering the PS Plus tab of the PSN store, and then clicking on an Outlast-branded 14-free trial banner. The offer is good to anyone who signed up to PlayStation Plus for the first time and does not apply to existing subscribers. He then added his credit card information for renewal purposes, at which point the interface asked if he wanted to extend his membership. The option allowed him to do so in 14 days intervals. He successfully extended his free membership to the year 2033.
That's a lot of steps.
He went on to say, no, but I mean, if you want PS Plus, you got to give out your credit card information. And then he just found out that if you keep pressing the tab, it just automatically keeps renewing itself.
So. Yeah, but then he still has to click it. How many days is in, how many?
If you're getting free shit, why the fuck not?
Yeah, you probably spend like 5 hours doing that.
I never had PS Plus, so I decided to give it a try on my new shiny PS4, and you add in the PS Store advertises 14 free days if you've never had the service before. A day later, our tips are returned, yada yada. Once you accept the deal, you're allowed to keep extending the 14 free deals for free once prompted after confirmation of free purchase. All you have to do is keep pressing X and you keep getting 14 free days added to your free subscription. The hundreds of email confirmations of Sony all say $0.
Now I wonder if anything bad will actually happen to him.
It's not really his fault, it's a mistake.
There wasn't, you know, one per customer, you know what I mean, limited time thing. He wasn't abusing it. In a way, he was, but still, like, he took their offer. It's not his fault they offered it more than once, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But still, you wouldn't tell people because then they're going to fix it. What happens when it comes to 2035? Now he won't be able to do it again.
Well, not only that, I'm pretty sure Sony, now that this fucking thing is public, is going to be like, no, it's not going to work. Sorry. Especially in news media? I mean, if he came out to me, I'd definitely pulse it because it's a lot
now of you won't be able to get your 14-day trial because of him.
It just, I don't know. It's like, why wouldn't you just shut up? Just shut up. Don't say anything like that. Just keep your fucking mouth shut. What's wrong with you? Fucking disgust me. Don't look at me.
Shut it for
you. Look the other way. Don't cry. Are you crying? I'm sorry. Come here. Give me a hug. Strider release date confirmed.
Strider?
You remember the game Strider for Sega Genesis?
Nope.
Anyways, it was a game for Sega Genesis, and they're making an HD 2.2D, 3D game.
All right.
And it'll be out February 18th, 2014. So it'll be out next week. It'll be out on PS...
Tuesday, right?
Yes. It'll be on PS3, PS4, Xbox One, and 360. The PC version, Steam, will be out on February 19th, 2014. So it's going to be $14.99. It actually looks really cool. You can see some of the screenshots on what website? Oh, I don't know, because you don't have your fucking Windows open. On Paranerd.com. That's right. Nintendo came out today, and they said it. They're gay! No. They came out at the Nintendo Direct. Every month they come out with a Direct, which is telling us, the gamers, the news.
Alright.
And I got an email. So, the things they announced is that Mario Kart 8 Wii U...
Mario spelt with an M.
...is that, for the first time ever, you'll be able to play as Bowser's kids. The Koopalings. Iggy,
who
Larry...
Who did he sleep with?
He raped Princess at one time.
So, are those Koopas half-human, half-turtle?
No, they're Koopalings. Who cares? It's Mario. Anyways, you can play as Iggy, Larry, Lemmy, Ludwig, Morton, Roy, and Wendy. Wendy always looked like to me like the typical girl who date a black dude. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
You know what I mean? She's got like the big gold hoop earring. She's a little bit chunkier, blonde hair. Like, it's the kind of girl I see with, like, you know, a black dude. Not there's anything wrong with it.
No, totally not.
Just saying. It's a stereotype that I've noticed.
Shouldn't happen. We don't need them.
Big. Bigger women with hooped earrings and blonde hair tend to date black dudes.
But wouldn't they be more of the stereotype of black women with fake hair?
Why you gotta bring race into this? just trying to have a good time, right?
Or is Nintendo trying to say she could be both? We're not racist, we don't care. She could probably be both.
A new character was announced for Super Smash Bros.
Yeah, I see it. And I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
It's a good choice. Better than the damn fitness bitch.
The Wii Fit Trainer? Yeah, it's really dumb. It's like Mortal Kombat with their mocap character. It's like the costume that does the motion capturing? That's a stupid
fucking cop out.
Anyways, for the first time ever, Little Mac makes his appearance in Super Smash Brothers, which is fucking awesome. He was an assist trophy in Brawl, so it's about time they made him an actual character.
Yeah, but everything was assist trophies That's in true. Brawl. I can't wait. The floor and sets were assist trophies.
I can't wait for this game. This is the only game I'm actually like truly excited about.
Not even Kingdom Hearts?
Well, I mean, this year. This is the only game I'm excited about.
This game's released for this? I don't know. I guess
if
this year
keep
just
reading,
start.
It will be available on Wii U, 3DS, and Nintendo eShop in 2014.
I don't know how to read. I hope you feel good.
Yeah. Feel better or feel good?
Feel good, I guess.
You Anyways, I'm happy with that. I like Little Mac, so.
I like Big Mac. Sponsored by McDonald's.
I'm loving it. This surprised me. Remember how I announced a DS? I didn't announce shit. I just re-announced that the Wii U will be getting DS games. You're like, how does that work? What do you mean?
Doesn't it really yeah, do it? And then I had the whole confusion and all that mumbo jumbo. All right.
So anyways, now the Wii U is also going to be releasing Game Boy Advance games.
Wait, how are they releasing Game Boy Advance games? I'm kidding. I'm doing 2 weeks.
I got it. Yeah, I got it. They're releasing Game Boy Advance games with DS games. So it's like Game Boy Advance would be perfect on a 3DS. This is where they're fucking up. Why Game Boy Advance games on my big screen TV? Why not on my fucking 3DS? It doesn't make any sense,
TV!
Is there
even good, worth Game Boy Advance games?
Yeah, they're pretty much all pretty fucking good. Which includes Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga, Yoshi's Island, Super Mario Advance 3, and Metroid Fusion. All fantastic games. Anyways.
Yeah, so they're okay, they are.
That's going to start in April, where they'll be releasing Virtual Console games, or Game Boy Advance games on the Wii U. Remember NES Remix?
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways, NES Remix 2 has been announced.
Oh, yay.
NES Remix was named when they remixed the old school games, remember?
Oh, yeah, you were talking about it didn't live up to your expectations.
Nah, it was like, look at all these filters. I'm like, haha. Seriously, that's all you have? So yeah, NES Remix 2 has been announced. This time it will include games like Super Mario Bros. 3, Kirby Adventure, and Metroid. And this will also be available on April 25th for $14.99. So I'll probably end up buying it because I'm a stupid idiot. Better be
but
better.
It's not going to be what you think it is.
I know. Probably not. But Super Mario Bros. 3, you already got me hooked. Child of Light is a brand new game coming from the Wii U. It's by Ubisoft. It's an RPG about a princess who does stuff. So that's coming out on April 30th, 2014 for $14.99 on the eShop. Yoshi's New Island 3DS will be coming out March 14th, 2014. This kind of upset me.
Why?
It will use the Nintendo 3DS's gyro controls.
Ugh.
And will have flutter wings, which will assist those who aren't doing so well in the game. So if you die many times, these wings will just bring you to the end of the level.
This is the whole babying thing.
Yeah, and Yoshi's Island is a hard fucking game. What are you doing? Like, all the Yoshi Island games have been very hard.
And annoying.
Yeah. Wah! Wah! Wah!
But that's what I'm trying to warn. But you know what? The boss fights, I enjoyed it. They were challenging. You know, and the pressure of losing a baby, like, it made it that much challenging, right? Like, do you continue what you're doing, or do you get the baby? Or do you wait a bit, and you finish what you do, and then get the baby, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, is it still Baby Mario, or is it just Yoshi on his own?
Oh, it's still Baby Mario.
When does he grow up? Get it? Because he's a baby?
Oh, yeah, the last Steel Diver, remember the game Steel Diver for 3DS?
Yes. Yeah.
That game is now, there's a new one that came out. It's called Steel Diver Sub Wars, which is a first-person strategic shooter.
Alright.
So you can compete in local 4-on-4 team sub battles or take it online. Oh, and by the way, it's free.
Ooh.
On the 3DS.
Can't go wrong with free.
So the free game allows you to play the beginning of the single-player mission mode, two basic submarines, and multiplayer. You can also upgrade to the full version for $10, but who would do that?
Why? Yeah, exactly.
So that's all the Nintendo Direct news. We got two more things here. Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes is short.
Like, Ground Zero is supposed to be the first one.
Yeah, so they're releasing it separately. Remember we were talking about this?
Mm-hmm.
So they're releasing it separately. So Ground Zeroes come first, then it's Phantom Pain, then it's 5.
I mean, the first one's supposed to be short, apparently.
The first one, which is $40, is 2 hours long.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Right?
Yeah, it's bad. Right? I don't know.
And that's just story. Apparently, if you explore and stuff, it's like 4 hours long.
Yeah, I guess story's not bad, but still.
So, judged just by the core story missions, Ground Zeroes is short, Game Informer writes, saying, we completed it in just less than 2 hours. Less than 2 hours.
When's this game supposed to be released? Isn't
Ground Zeroes is out on March 18th for Xbox 360, Xbox One, PS3, and PS4. It's designed as a prologue to Metal Gear Solid 5 because Hideo Kojima wanted to give people something to play while they wait for the next entry in his stealth action series. It's not cheap. The last-gen version is $20 digital. Okay, that's not too bad. And $30 physical. The current gen version is $30 digital and $40 physical.
Now I wonder if there's any gonna be any differences or just graphical, like
probably
visual.
Visual stuff.
If that's the case, I might still pick it up.
Oh, I'm still gonna pick it up.
Like, but I just don't wanna feel robbed, you know what I mean?
Yep.
I don't like with the Dead Rising for the Wii compared to the 360. If it's gonna be that big of a difference, then I'm not gonna even bother.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah, that Wii version was fucking garbage.
But you know what? We had fun.
Yeah, we did.
We enjoyed
we realized
what it's supposed to be.
And now we are now in deals. Hey.
Hey, deals.
So NBA 2K14 is an Xbox Live 360 deal of the week. The game is discounted at 33% and a whole bunch of bullshit DLC like blue diamond jewelry, gold jewelry for your basketball players to wear.
Is it even noticeable?
Spanish commentary is 50% off. It's like, why isn't that in the settings in the options?
Yeah, why... The Spanish people are like, all right, SA, let's change this to Spaniel. Yeah, settings, English, Francais. Aw.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. It's very, very strange. So the game, instead of $59.99, is $40.19. It's not really that big of a deal. Wow, the blue diamond jewelry collection usually is $25. It's $12 just to wear jewelry on your
hair. Oh, just it. For jewelry, accessories. You say $40?
Yeah. You can buy real jewelry.
I thought my underwear was expensive. You could buy a pair of my underwear with that.
Fable 2 is on sale for 50% off, including Not World INC, the future DLC. Nothing special on Xbox. Nothing at all.
Nothing.
PlayStation Store update includes Far Cry Classics. It's just $10. Let's skip to the important stuff.
Xbox, like I think last week they had a thing which I bought.
Oh my god.
What happened?
Oh, sorry. PS2 Classic is Blowout for $10, and the PS1 Classic is Pac-Man World, 20th anniversary game. I fucking love that game. I have that game for PS1.
Like three times.
Huh?
Like 3 times you bought that.
Wait, tell me what?
Is that the one that comes with like 600 versions of how to play Pac-Man?
No, it's the one where he, it's a 3D one where he walks around and shit.
Ah, it was okay game.
And the PlayStation Plus game for free is Payday 2, the heist. It's free, motherfucker. That's free.
Yeah.
Other discounts include Blood Knights, is $7.99 instead of $9.99 if you're a PS Plus member. That's pretty much it. Nothing else. I mean, I don't feel like going through all this list. There's a lot of games. Just go on the site. Go check it out. If you're a Club Nintendo member...
Wait, I was going to say something.
What were you going to say, sweetie?
About the 360 deal last week's, which was a Mass Effect one. I ended up buying it because it was on sale, and also I have to spend, like, I think $40 before I lose it by the end of the year, since they converted it to dollars now.
Yeah,
you know, if you had points prior and converted it to dollars, those points will expire. Any dollar you put in from that point forward won't expire. And all my points were before that, so I gotta spend it. So I bought the Mass Effect DLC, which was on sale. And there was another one on sale, but it turns out it's one of those... Did you own Dead Space 2 or no?
Yeah, I have. Right? Yeah.
Did you have the pre-order where it came with that like mini game kind of download? I forgot what it's called, where it's almost like comic book style.
Oh, extension? No, you have that. Or whatever.
Yeah, I got that when I pre-ordered whatever. And Mass Effect had a sale of something I never knew what it was. I was like, what is this? And I was about to buy it till I Googled it, and it's one of those like exact same thing, like the comics, like, you know, if like it's comic style, there's the panels, and then you make decisions based on that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, thank God I didn't buy it, because even though it's only $2.50, I would probably never play it.
Yeah.
So, I need to buy things. Maybe I should have just bought Catherine. Here I am complaining I should spend $40, and I could have just bought it. But yeah,
Catherine's worth it. I don't know why you didn't. You fool. You beautiful
fool. It's not that I don't. I just, at the moment, games, you know... This might be a surprise for you, but game's not at the top of my priority. Right now, it's sleep and recovery.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I'll have time for games soon.
Let's go to the Nintendo sales. So, they're actually having pretty decent sales on the eShop.
Better than Xboxes?
Yeah. So, on eShop, Witch and Hero, instead of $406, it's $289. Soccer Up 3D, instead of $699, it's $2. Urban Trial Freestyles instead of $6.99 is $3.49. Attack of the Friday Monsters instead of $7.99 is $2.99. Etrian Odyssey 4 Legend of Some Shit is instead of $30, it's $20. Liberation Maiden instead of $8, it's $3. Crimson Shroud instead of $8, it's $3. Ono Odyssey instead of $6, it's $4. That's only $2. Code of Princess instead of $30, it's $20. Fuck that game. Monster High Skull. Who cares about that? Cares about that. Starship Damry is $3 instead of $8. Cares about that. Monster High. Didn't even know that. Barbie Groon and Glam Pops instead of $31.25, it is now $11.06. Barbie Dreamhouse Party instead of $30, it is $22.13. Bugs vs. Tanks is now $3 instead of $8. Aeroporter.
Bugs vs. Tanks?
Yeah. Instead of $5, it's $3. It's a whole bunch of, at least it's a list of games, you know what I mean?
Well, yeah, they're all clearly over 50%, except for the one that's $2, but still.
And if you're a Club Nintendo member, this month they're giving away the game Donkey Kong Jr. for $150, or 150 coins, for 3DS.
That's okay.
Donkey Kong Jr., I mean, you can only play those old arcade games so many times.
Yeah, but if you haven't really played it much, then...
No, you play it once, and that's it. You're done. PictoBits for the 3DS is 150 coins as well. This is a good one. Punch-Out for the Wii U is 200 coins.
Okay,
for the Wii U version of it. Not the Wii version. So, I already own Punch-Out on my 3DS, so it'll be kind of redundant to buy it again on the Wii U, because if I want to play it now, I'll just open up my 3DS, and I can take it with me. Or the Wii U one, I'm stuck looking at the TV, or the gamepad. And I can't take it with me, so, you know, it's useless. And this is misleading. They do this a lot. It says it's for the Wii U. It's not. It's for the Wii. Super Mario RPG is 200 coins. For the Wii. It says Wii U, but it's for the Wii.
Those liars.
Yeah, because it's not out on the Wii U yet. I'm waiting for that so I can play it. I already own it. But yeah, that's all the deals and news and everything. There's a lot this week. That's what happens when you do a podcast every 2 weeks.
We actually have things to talk about.
And up next, our last one, we're going to be talking about Flappy Birds. I keep calling it
Floppy Birds. Why Flappy Birds?
I don't know. I feel like that's what it should be called. Up next, we're going to talk about Flappy Birds and the iPhone shit. We'll talk about it up next.
Yeah.
We're back. Hey, how's everything going? We were listening to ourselves laugh by listening to ourselves.
And you know what? That was pretty funny.
The Beethoven thing. Man, it only took six podcasts to make ourselves laugh again.
Because we actually said something funny.
I know. It's very rare. And we're more alive today, I find. We're more energetic.
I just got a line of Coke.
See, it's better if we do it every time. You like my pity laugh?
I'm like, you don't know if it's true.
I gotta give you something, but it's not that funny. So, oh, man.
Drugs are not funny, Kevin.
Ah, drugs are good, which are bad. Drugs. Ask your mom or ask your dad. There's a lot of drugs. I ruined it. Anyways,
I'm not even going to give you a pity laugh.
So what we're talking about in our last segment here is Flappy Bird. Flappy. Not Floppy, but Flappy. You've heard about this game, right?
Yes.
What did you hear about it?
That it's a very highly addictive game. Okay. And it makes people extremely angry.
Yep.
And I didn't understand why. I never heard of it, nor have I played it. I've seen it, but I've seen some videos. It's like how to beat Flappy Bird, and the guy clicks on the screen once and dies immediately, and then he smashes the shit out of it.
Yeah.
So, you know, stupid things like that. But I don't know. It doesn't. I don't see how this game could be a really addicting game. Like, have you yourself played it?
I have. Yes.
Can you see how it could be addicting?
It's one of those games where you're like, one more time, one more time, one more time.
But what is the benefit? All it is your own personal score.
Yeah.
Okay, that's like, I mentioned this to my brother because he was playing, is if they added challenges, that would give you more of a reason to play. You know, get to 100 and you unlock a different kind of bird. Get to 200, you know, so it gives people reasons to get to that score.
Yeah.
But if I played and I struggled getting past 50, I would just accept that's as high as I can go.
Yeah.
You know, but I don't know. I don't see how this can be addicting.
Well, before we go on, I just got to say on M4G, someone left a comment on one of our news articles.
All right.
And someone said, this is already posted. It's like, fuck you.
That's it. Fuck
you. Fuck you. Anyways, well, Flappy Bird is addicting because it's, like I said, one of those games that make you go one more time. The only difference is, that's not my kind of game on the App Store. I don't like shitty little fast games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing. The game is pretty crappy. It's nothing special about it. I don't know why it became famous. It's kind of how I feel about Angry Birds. It's like, why?
You know what game that I found better? Have you? I think you may have told me it, or I don't know if you've ever played it. Tiny Wings. You're a little blue bird, and you have to ride down the slope.
Oh, yeah. You have to slide down the slope, yeah.
Yeah. That to me was addicting, because you want to try to get as far as you can.
That game is creative. It's fun. A lot of graphics, a lot of color.
Yeah, that's, to me, what I would... And I don't know if I got a lot of hype for it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
did
know.
It, but it was like one of the first games to knock out Angry Birds. A lot of birds, I've noticed.
Birds are the cats of the internet for the phones.
Yeah, it sounds
if
like
you have a phone, anything with a bird will sell. Yeah. If you're on the internet, anything with a cat will sell.
Yeah, I've noticed that sort of trend has been happening. But because I do free app in the day whenever I can, and I try to find whatever games are most popular. I try to focus on independent developed games if I can. And then I saw Flappy Bird, and I was like, where the hell did this come from? It came number one. Like, how does that happen?
I don't know. The game's only been around for, 2 weeks.
No, it came out 2013.
What?
Yeah, it's been out since last year. Oh, well, believe me, I did my research on this game.
Holy crap, I thought it came out not that long ago.
Oh, so it came out in 2013, because the guy makes other games as well. His name is Doug Nguyen.
Yeah.
So he makes other games as well. So the game came out in 2013. He is. Yeah. So... What people were
threw
saying,
you off track.
Yeah, he did. What people were saying is that the reason why the game went to number one is because he created a hack where it automatically downloaded so many times that it became number one.
Okay, that's I never heard that one yet.
Neither have I, but I don't think that's true. I think that's actually bullshit. Because it just how iPhone games work is that someone plays a game and tells their friends. It's more word of mouth.
Yeah.
Like Simpsons Tapped Out.
Since everyone has iPhones, they talk a lot.
Yeah, and I've had a on Simpsons Tapped Out. I was the only one playing it. Now 6 of my friends play it.
Mm-hmm.
I told them all to do it because it's fun and addicting, and I can't.
Because they listen to what you say.
Yes, and because they're scared of me. No, Kevin, don't hit me again. But that's the word of mouth. That's the way it works. And Flappy Bird, people would post their scores on Facebook and on Twitter and stuff. Like, oh, I made it number 12, right? Mm-hmm. I made it to 6. And I was like, I'm done. I got a medal. I feel like I'm done, right?
6 pipes or
six
what?
Pipes.
Okay, that's not bad.
And, you know, it's just a simple game. You
that's
just,
pretty bad.
I don't know. It's hard to control. it's very, very hard to control, and that's the point of the game. And a lot of the things, what I didn't like about the game when I first saw it was like, I was like, oh, those pipes are clearly from Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, that thing is not from Super Mario's that bird, but it clearly looks like one of the fish in Super Mario Brothers.
Yes, with wings.
So I don't remember when you remembered, that a few years ago that I reviewed a game called GTL, Gym Tan Bullshit, whatever the fuck, it was for the iPhone.
Yeah, yeah.
And the whole game just had random Super Mario coin and Mega Man style sprites and just random one-up sounds out of nowhere for no reason. And I was like, no, this game is not good because of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
They later changed it to a Jersey Shore game, which is kind of painful. I don't think the guy liked my review, but I'm like, you're not doing anything creative. You're just adding. What you're doing with this game is
what triggers, you know, in people's brains of
you're doing
you know,
the Big Bang Theory on this game. You're just adding references,
making references.
It doesn't connect to anything. Doesn't mean anything. You're just saying it or doing it, and that's how I felt about Flappy Bird when I saw it. I was like, these green pipes are clearly from Super Mario Brothers, even though he's gonna say no. Anyways,
but you know that this game was not a ripoff, but. Same thing with Angry Birds. How was that?
Pew Pew, that other game.
Is that what it was called? The helicopter?
There's so many versions. There's a helicopter, there's a Pew Pew, there's that game with the cat today. There's so many versions
of
the same
thing. Yeah,
but
this game, but the helicopter was the oldest one I can remember. I never remember playing it a long time ago.
Yeah, the helicopter one I remember playing on the BlackBerry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what I played when I got my BlackBerry.
Yeah, that was the only game that was free in the App Store.
Yeah, actually, you're right. It is. Whatever. And I think in today's society, you just remake old games, you know, and that becomes success because this generation never played it. But anyway,
I'll get to that in a second. But anyways, the whole thing I was against this game was that, A, it's not fun. It's not fun. It's not a game I keep playing over and over because I like playing actual games. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't consider this an actual game. I could consider it a time killer. It's like checking like their schedule for a bus. It's just a time killer. It's having a smoke. Mm-hmm. It's not fun, and a lot of people play it. But you know what? To each their own. It's just like Angry Birds. I get it. It's something. It's free, right?
Yeah.
I get it. Anyways, the game became so popular that apparently he was making $50,000 a day. Grand a day.
Yeah. Because there was also advertisements in it, right?
It's a free game, yeah.
It's a free game, tons of advertisements, and the reason, and I don't know if this is the actual reason, but a lot of people were talking about when he announced he was shutting it down.
Yeah.
So you can't get. Do you know there's iPhones online?
Yeah. Oh fuck. Being sold. News. Oh my god. I had a news thing about that.
Yeah, I had it open.
I completely skipped it.
No, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
How people were selling. I one the
$90,000.
Yeah. Oh, well, when I saw it was $16,000 for a game with it built in, like they have it.
So when the shocking news broke that Flappy Bird would be removed from the App Store in just 2 days, the collective gaming world broke out in tears. No longer would our beloved Super Mario-ish clone, yada yada. We're now seeing the first instance of this with Flappy Bird being listed on eBay by ways of an iPhone 5S. The price, $90,100.
That doesn't necessarily mean someone will pay it, but the fact that someone actually is attempting to sell it.
And here's what pisses me off about this. You can download the game from the App Store still if you already downloaded it once.
Yeah, but for me, let's say I want to get it, I can't.
Well,
I do have 90,000. So that's what I mean.
People were threatening him, like, you know, threatening the guy, saying like, "Oh, I'm gonna kill you if you take this off." And obviously, it wasn't meant real, but I mean, I'm pretty sure, you know, have enough people tell you they're gonna kill you, it's gonna make you feel like shit over time.
But then there was people like the discussion that the reason why he took it down is fear of lawsuits from Nintendo.
No, he denied that.
Did he deny that?
He said that's not why he took it down. He took it down because it was too addicting to people. That's what he says.
I don't know. There has to be
Mario. Nintendo said they don't plan. They never threatened to sue him. They never.
Well, because if you think of it, you're using the iconic, I wouldn't say icons, but imagery of the game.
No, he also said that the pipes weren't ripped off. They were inspired.
Yeah, I guess if you word it properly, you could get around the laws of it.
Yeah.
But there was also rumors that the reason why he announced it, and the game will be back, but he announced it because, think of it, if they say in 2 days the game's going down, those people, like let's say people like me, who don't own it, are going to be like, well, fuck, I might as well just get it now before it goes away.
Yeah.
So numbers increased in downloads because they didn't, they want to have the opportunity to get it before it goes away. So there were people, theorizing, saying, the conspiracy that he's doing that to make more money because more people are getting it. And then eventually when it dies down a bit, it'll bring it back and, life goes on.
Yeah.
But that's all just gossip bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, he did what I would do. Make a game. Make a shitty game and hope that it takes off.
Yeah.
And I get it. If I was making a game, I'd fucking take Sonic the Hedgehog, shoes and put it on, and that's it. It's just shoes.
And put on Mario.
Yeah, I just, I would do whatever I can. I don't put him.
But making $50,000, why would you stop your income?
Well, that's the thing that's weird, right? So, Nintendo said they didn't threaten to sue. He said he's taking it off because people are addicted to it because of all the threats and stuff that he got. All
right.
But the thing with making $50,000 a day, I'd be okay with that.
Yeah, so would I.
And the thing that also boggles my mind is that before it was taken off the store, there was an update to it where the pipes were different looking. They were smoothed out, and the controls were a little bit easier.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day it went off. I was like, so what was the point of that update? It was weird. No one talked about that.
I guess for those who still have it, at least.
I guess.
I still think it has something to do with Nintendo. Because now that it's off the market, for those who actually own it, they can't use that as evidence of, what the game did resemble of Mario, because things were changed. And
the only thing it resembled were the pipes.
Yeah, and now the pipes were changed. Now that the pipes were changed, they got nothing now.
And here's the weird thing, though. Well, not weird. I expected this completely. As soon as that appeared, there were clones of it. And that's my biggest problem with iPhone games.
Yeah, as soon as they said they're going to take it down, people made their own.
Not only that, as soon as there's versions of a famous game, there's other versions of it. Instead of Flappy Bird, there was Squashy Fish, and then there's Iron Pants, and then there was, it's all the same game idea.
Just basically replace the character in the backgrounds and pipes.
Yeah. And that's, and those are becoming number one on the iPhone. On
well,
the App
yeah,
Store.
They're trying to, you know, cash in on it. So what are we waiting for? Pair of birds. That's what we'll make.
Oh, dude, that'd be so awesome.
Now, but, if only one of us knows how to make a game.
But my whole thing behind that is that I don't blame him at all. It's not his fault the game became big. I mean, like, that's what we would all hope if we made a shitty game. What he did was make a shitty game and it got famous and popular. What that? He didn't advertise it. It was just a word of mouth. That's
by
all.
His mouth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Even then, like, I advertise everywhere I go and no one gives a shit. But that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not his fault that the thing became popular.
But then,
I just don't understand
take
why
it
I would
out.
Stop.
Yeah, just keep like, going. Keep going until no one likes the game anymore.
Like, he did 50 grand a day on this stupid game.
Is it the fear that people might sue him?
No.
No, like, people like us, not us, but just people in general. Like, the fact that it's like, this game was so addicting that I couldn't, you know, put it down, and it made me so angry that I broke my phone. Now he owes me a new iPhone 5. You know what I mean? Like, stupid civil suits, would that be a concern? Well, even if it was, 50,000 a day, I'll just, that's not an issue. But I don't know. It's really odd that he would take it down. I was under the impression that there was a potential lawsuit.
No.
You know, you're racking in on some, you know, it's like me making a Final Fantasy game and having all the characters, but it's like something different.
It's because of the harassment and all that stuff that he was in. He pulled a Kurt Cobain. He, like, Kurt Cobain himself off Twitter. He's
what
like,
do
I
you
can't...
mean the harassment when the game was up or down?
Either
way. When the game was up, people were harassing him?
Yeah, I guess.
I guess saying this game's so fucking hard, you're a monster.
Yeah. So, after he took it off, there's been, Ocanada.com has a top 5 weird games that cloned of it. There's, like I mentioned, Squashy Fish, that's not a joke, that's an actual game. There's Iron Pants, which is an actual game. Same idea, just different sprites. Fallout Bird is, Fallout Boy's version of Flappy Bird. You know the band Fallout Boy?
Yes.
So they made, their version.
Did they really? Or?
Yeah, they made it. Oh. Clumsy Bird is basically Flappy Bird without the 8-bit graphics. So it's just a cleaner version of the game. Instead of pipes, it's woods, and you're still a bird, and the background's all like pine trees. Mm-hmm. Happy Poo Flap is a game where you control poop.
Yeah, I saw that one.
First Person Flappy is actually kind of awesome, it says here. That's actually pretty cool.
See, at least they took the idea, but changed it.
Oof,
that's...
the Oculus Rift. That must be awesome.
Yeah,
Yeah. And Flappy Dog is by far the most hilarious clone.
But that doesn't make sense. Flappy Dog.
It's an internet meme. Or Dog or something. Dodge.
Oh, the Dodgy? Yeah, I don't know how it's pronounced. Yeah, that's probably the most downloaded one by this point.
Wow, this is... I don't get it. Wow, this is Dodge. The dog was about to die. You won't believe what happened next.
Such wow. Majestic.
I don't get it.
It's a big thing. It's sometimes it's funny on the internet, but... I don't understand the big, you know, hype on it.
Weird. Anyways, so yeah, that's the whole thing with the Flappy Bird. And I don't blame him. I would have done the exact same thing. It's weird that it went off the market, but what do iPhone gamers want? I feel like they're all over the place.
What do you mean?
Like, at first it was Angry Birds, then it was Candy Crush, then it was Flappy Bird. It's like...
And they're probably
like
still
puzzle,
all that, but
they like addicting free puzzle games. It sounds like
pretty much.
So we should make our own addictive free personal passing puzzle game.
Yeah.
Para.
Let's do it.
Para games. We'll call it Para
Candy Crush.
So the point of the game is two guys are on this Candy Crush saga, and they're flapping their wings at a bunch of pigs. Brilliant. Brilliant. Write it down.
$1 idea.
Pending.
I don't have a
patent pending. Patent pending. What do you guys, the listeners, think about Flappy Bird? Oh yeah, did you hate it? I didn't like it. I didn't care for it. It was there. I was going to do a free app a day with it, but I was like, this isn't going to go places. And then 50 grand a day. So,
those are.
It still freaks me out how free games make more money than premium or paid games. Like, Simpsons Tapped Out is a $1 billion industry behind a stupid game. $1 billion.
I don't know. Is it because it's a Simpson?
Yeah. I mean, I bought a couple things here and there on that game, too.
So if I made a knockoff, would it be as popular or no?
Probably not. No, there's a Smurfs Village, which is pretty much Simpsons Tapped Out, except with Smurfs. Then there's Jurassic Park, which is that, except with Jurassic Park. It's a free game as well. But I think it's just because they have the Simpsons, and there's so many different characters and buildings you could choose from, so they're smart. They know what they're doing.
They smart!
Those EA guys, they know where they're going. They smart.
The women are
smarter. Anyways, that's it for this podcast. Number 145. It was a long one.
Do you have Flappy Bird on your phone?
I do, yes.
I'll buy it off you for like 60 grand.
I'll give it to you for 90.
90 grand or $90?
$90.
I can't afford that.
I'll just give it to you for free. How about that?
I can't afford that.
All right, then. You may have noticed there was no top 10 this month, right? I know, right?
Yeah, I totally noticed.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with you?
I've also noticed, you may have also noticed there was no pick of the week this week either.
I was stuck in Barry, man.
All right, I'll give you credit. You were there for 3 days.
Yeah, but I guess technically I could have just did it on the weekend. But,
I mean, you could have done stuff. You
know what's funny, though? Because that Sunday night I forgot about it. I'm like, don't worry, I'll do it Monday morning. Then Monday morning came, and I was like, I'll do it Friday.
I mean, it's okay. I get it. It's not like I work so hard on this stupid website. Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze will be coming review once I get the copy. That should be coming up on the site soon. There is a article I'm writing about iPhone developers, a word to them, that should be coming up soon. And, just keep checking Paranoid.com for news, new release, no, we don't do new releases, news and reviews and podcasts and fun stuff. Give a shout out to Classic Elite, ClassicL337.com. I was on their last podcast.
Don't listen to it because apparently it's awkward.
It's incredibly awkward, but you can listen to it. Forlog PC, haven't come out with a podcast in a long time, but you could go to their website as well. And of course, onemorecastle.com, which are all of friends and family and whatever and whatever. You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/theparanerds. Like us on Facebook. You can email me at kevin@paranerds.com or
rooster@paranerds.com.
That's right. If you have a pick of the week that you want to send something funny or something stupid, anything nerdy related, you can send it to
what I just said 2 seconds ago.
rooster@paranerds.com. And that's it. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye. Now I got a question for you, Kevin.
I realized
in elementary school.
I'm in 2 weeks from now.
What?
We still
rolling?
Yeah, we're still rolling.
Good. In elementary school, there was a song they taught us about crossing the road. Do you remember it?
No.
Stop, look, listen before you cross the street. Use your eyes, then your ears, then move your feet.
Wow, Anya.
You were never
that.
Taught that?
No, but Anya was because she just
high five,
that.
Anya. Thank you. I was singing that while I was cleaning pipes today, and everyone was looking at me. I guess they were younger. Well, they are younger. They're only 21, but how did they not teach us in school? My brother's like, I just fucking cross across the street. I'm like, no, that's how you get killed as a child. You stop, you look, and you listen before you cross the street. Use your eyes, then your ears, then you move your feet.
Brilliant.
Bam. How is this not a number one teaching aid? Thank you.